The following program is sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage. Welcome to Open House with Team Reba. Each week, Team Reba will be bringing you a roundup of real estate and mortgage news, along with information about the local Puget Sound region, highlighting some of the best and brightest entertainment options, family events, neighborhood highlights, and local business interviews, so you can feel right at home in the Pacific Northwest.
Welcome once again to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Reba Haas of Team Reba RE/MAX Metro East Side.
And I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank on this bright, beautiful, sunny Tuesday afternoon.
Wonderful, wonderful sunny day. I'm loving it. I need to have the top down on the car, but I needed to make sure my hair looked good for a while.
Right, for the radio show.
Not that you know all about that. No, it's because I've had meeting after meeting after meeting today, and I have another meeting after the show today. So those are the days that it's nice to have a convertible, but it's also kind of sad because you want to take advantage of it.
Well, good hair for you is my highest priority. So just happy.
Says the man with no hair.
Yeah, yes. We were, 30 seconds into this show and you're already dissing my head.
I am.
I'm not far behind.
But
yeah.
Hashtag Eric is bald.
There you go. Well, welcome everyone to another edition of Open House with Team Reba, where every week we talk about what's going on with real estate and finance.
And Eric's lack of hair.
And my lack of hair. And your beautifully coiffed head today. So this is a live call-in show. If you have questions for us or our guests, give us a call at 866-712-1300.
Yes, and since it is nice and sunny out, it is appropriate who our guest is today.
Yes. Welcome, Joe Dietz from Sunergy Systems. Going to be talking about solar today.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me. This is great.
Yeah. It's good to have you back. For anyone who's been listening before, if this sounds familiar, we did a very brief segment with Joe a couple of months ago, and we thought it was interesting enough, and solar is such a big topic nowadays that it was like, we got to bring him back. Okay. Definitely got to bring him back. So we're excited to have you here again. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I really enjoy being here.
Yeah. Okay. So as we usually start every week, though, we want to get into some of, it is a real estate and mortgage show. So, we should probably talk about that a little bit.
Well, yes. In the interest rate world, lots and lots going on today.
Cool. So, bring it on. Bring it on. I'm going to do a little Twitter while you update everybody.
There you go.
How's
that? Take my picture. Get my new hairdo. Yeah.
Well, I was actually going to do some stuff about Joe, but
that's fine.
Yeah. Way to make it all about you.
Right.
Again.
Well, so here's what's going on with rates.
Yes.
This morning, Janet Yellen, who's the chairman of the Federal Reserve, made a speech in front of the Economic Club of New York. And that's a club that's been around for more than a century, and they do a nonpartisan forum, on discussing economic events and policy issues.
Okay.
And in that speech, Janet Yellen clarified some of the thinking behind the current Fed stance on interest rates, and basically they're backing off a little bit on the forecast of increasing interest rates. They're really kind of taking more of a wait and see attitude. They're mentioning more gradual increases. Concerns over the global economy are a problem.
Okay.
We have a strong dollar that's affecting our ability to export goods. That's slowing our economy down.
Yeah.
Oil prices are still very, very low. In fact, they went down again today, under $39 a barrel. And so all of these factors, inflation's remaining fairly tame. Mm-hmm. So all of that caused the bond market, which drives interest rates, to absolutely come uncorked this afternoon with a strong rally that's putting downward pressure on interest rates.
Okay.
So it's kind of the mantra here, bad news is good, when it comes to interest rates. And we're definitely benefiting from that right now. These numbers haven't quite picked up, but the weekly average right now, 30-year fixed rate conventional conforming loan, national average right now, 3.79%, so firmly under 4%. 15-year fixed rates are hovering right around 3%. FHA hovering around 3.35%, about unchanged from last week.
Yeah, that's about the same.
And jumbo 30-year fixed rate loans, these are loan amounts locally here, anything above $540,500.
Just a small loan.
Yeah. starter home, you know, that sort of thing. We're sitting around 3.64%.
Wow. Nice.
That's low.
So the rates are still, you know,
very,
very attractive.
Three's still your favorite number.
Yeah, I got to like those threes. Yeah.
Yep.
You know, I've kind of following some of the, you know, the stats from different lenders today. And we had so far today, 51 lenders out there improved their interest rates today. So they actually lowered their rates.
Okay, people, if you've been holding off a refi, get your buns moving.
Yeah, because these things are sort of two steps forward, one step back. We'll have a day where they'll come down. And then there'll be profit taking in the bond markets, and that'll kick them
back
up a little bit. Funny about that.
What?
Yeah. I thought profit was a thing of the past. You know, that was pre recession.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Fell out of the dictionary for a while, but it's back. So we're happy about that. So that's a good outlook right now for mortgage interest rates. So unfortunately, on the back of a forecasting maybe slightly weaker economy.
Yeah, that part's not so fabulous.
Take the bad with the good.
Right. Yeah. Right. Well, if you're in a good spot, you can be in a better spot, a more sunny spot.
Well, and you know, even, you know, we're so lucky living where we live because even if the economy, struggles elsewhere in the country, we tend to be not as severe here and we tend to lag.
You know,
so we have such a strong economy.
Kind of like our weather.
Yeah, there you
not
go.
Not as severe here.
More mild. That's right. That's right. So we're temperate here, but we do tend to benefit from that a little bit. And, you know, we have good education base, good employment base, and we're definitely benefiting from that. So
all right.
Outlook is good.
Yeah. We like it.
How about you? What's going on in real estate?
Well, like I mentioned, I'm just running from meeting to meeting to meeting. Although one of the meetings I was at, I'm going to post this photo here in a few minutes. One of the meetings I was at was somebody who's looking at selling a rental property over in Bellevue, and it was kind of fun to see the house with the big solar panel front going on with it as I went through to do a walkthrough. But I will tell you, pace in the real estate world is still fast and furious. So today was actually for my RE/MAX office. We actually have two offices. I always say RE/MAX Metro East Side,
sure,
right? So we have the Metro office and we have East Side, which is off of Southeast 8th. Shout out to my designated broker, David Malott. Staying in business for over 30 some years with those two offices. But we had our big awards meeting today, and just the number of folks within our company that had done record volume for 2015.
Yeah.
And pretty much the conversation among everybody as we were receiving our awards was, you know, that pace is even bigger than last year.
Wow.
Right? We're just continuing to see that across the board, and every other company and every other agent that I talked to is seeing that. In fact, to give you an example, they had some folks in the room who had listings that recently came on. They asked everyone to give kind of the price point and how many offers they got on those. And so there was an Edmonds property that went on market around like 310, went $130,000 over asking with 16 offers. There was another property they were talking about, had 49 offers, went over $200,000 over asking.
Wow.
Just amazing pace and frenzy of activity. So just putting it out there, we have a bunch of listings that are going to be coming on this spring. We've got at least 7 in all kinds of market areas around King and Snohomish County. And we're excited about what the opportunities are for those sellers, you know, because they're going to get some pretty dynamic sales activity on those.
So, I imagine.
You know, from our side of things, it's great to be a seller, but as you point out with those interest rates, if you're a buyer who's lucky enough to get into one of these properties, it's an amazing time to be able to do that.
That's right.
You know,
that's
and right. we're continuing to see that this is the trend throughout what will probably be the rest of this year, and many people are anticipating the next couple of years. So we'll just see.
Good.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good.
So with all of that, oh, look at all the selfies going on over here. Oh, I've been training you well. I've been training you very well. Look at you being all, I need to get you a selfie stick.
Yeah. I couldn't even spell Twitter a few months ago.
Now I know.
I'm, tweeting away like
a I know. Here. I've seen your activity just skyrocket. It's wonderful. People follow us. We have more than just the show going on. There's all kinds of good information we share on a regular daily and weekly and monthly basis. So, you know, at Team Reba, at Eric is my banker on Twitter. Go to our blog, teamreba.com/blog. We have all the old shows on there. We have tons of other amazing content. So definitely want to promote that. But so going back to why we're here today, talking to Joe.
Me?
Yes, you. You are the center of attention, although most people around here are probably too busy wanting to leave work and go hang out in the sun.
Hey, that's okay.
That's all right, because they're going to understand exactly why you guys do what you do. But so last week, I don't know, did you listen to our show last week, Joe?
No, I missed it.
Shame on you. No, so last week we had Green Canopy.
Oh, yeah, sure.
On the show. And we had Sam Lai, who's their chief marketing officer and co-founder. Mm-hmm. And he said something very interesting that I wanted to make sure and bring up with you today. He mentioned that some townhomes that they've got for sale in the Wallingford area, there's a row of 8 townhomes, and they were pre-wired to accept solar. They didn't necessarily build them with solar, but they have an option for the buyers to put a package in even before closing.
Sure.
And I thought, what wonderful thinking, because I've worked with some other companies like Isola that haven't pre-wired those types of things, but I've had buyers who have been interested in that. Do you guys have any partnerships with any builders locally for these kinds of things?
Well, you know, actually, we would love to do that because pre-wiring is very simple, very inexpensive to do. As you're building the house, there's some things you can run the conduit inside. And so definitely it would save a lot of money. So it's a pretty simple thing to do. And so if contractors would contact someone like us, we could certainly advise them on how to do that.
Okay.
Makes a lot of sense.
Well, I know. So since you were last on the show, your company actually invited me in. I hope you don't mind if I bring this up.
Please do.
But I was thrilled that you guys invited me to come in and talk to the other folks.
Our team, yes.
Yes. You guys have special names for yourselves.
Well, the sales team.
Well, okay. But you guys were like the design team.
Yeah,
we're designers.
We sell, but we do design work.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you guys brought me in and we were talking about how can we help add value to, you know, what you guys are doing and what you're trying to accomplish and how you're kind of integrating more with, you know, the population and getting people to go solar. And so this, when Green Canopy was on last week, I thought, we should have a conversation about this too, because being able to get you introductions possibly to builders would be a cool thing to do. But just also, you know, for anyone who's listening, if you're involved in these kinds of projects, maybe it's a great time to start reaching out proactively. But we're going to talk about that when we come back. We want to thank Joe for being here today. And thanks for listening to Open House with Team Reba.
If you'd like to call into the show, now's your chance. It's 866-712-1300.